Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
An Erio's original.
And welcome to Web Crawlers. This is our mini mailbag episodes where we play your voicemails and read your emails. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And I'm producer Maria.
If you are not a member of our Patreon yet, please join at patreon.com/webcrawlers. For as little as $2 a month, you can get access to bonus episodes, videos, pins, art, pencils, some interviews with us, maybe if you're lucky. You never really know what's going to go on in there. The other day, I just read an article verbatim. So join if you want to. It was so long. I didn't realize how long it was. I got really bored. So anyways, that's that. Do we have any voicemails to play?
We sure do.
Wait, it's not asking me for my name this time. This has changed because of my rant that was aired on Web Crawlers a while back where I was like, I don't remember people saying their name. That thing, well, it's streamlined, but I'm not ready for it. And I didn't jump into what I was going to talk about. But what I was going to talk about was, wait, fuck, this is for Web Crawlers. Oh my God, did I say that? This is for Web Crawlers. I was calling because, well, so I was going to call a while ago because my sister, who got me into your show, she stopped listening to you guys, and she seemed all, like, pissed about it. And I was like, sister of mine, why would you stop listening to this dank podcast? And she was like, well, because they really flippantly said some shit about how, like, all cops were horrible people who became cops because they wanted to be bullies. And she was all upset about that because her husband's a cop. And I was like, maybe I should call them and tell them, even though the one chick who's like little voicemail aired after my last one was all like trying to like lecture you guys. I don't know. I'm not trying to lecture you guys. I wanted my sister to keep watching your podcast. But anyway, and I thought like, you know, I'm sure you guys see nuance. But then I found out that my brother-in-law is a philandering piece of shit. So fuck police. Yeah, I think that's a bad podcast for you. Yeah. All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Oh, oh wow, that voicemail really was a roller coaster.
That was a roller coaster. I thought we had another enemy, and then it turned out we were all still friends.
You know what? We're right.
I mean, I don't think all police officers are bad. I don't think
every single blanket. Yeah, I don't believe in any blanket statement.
There's just a huge problem. There's more bad than good.
There's a huge problem with the power.
I think what we're saying is that the structure of policing is bad.
Yes. It is a broken system.
They reward bad behavior.
But yes, I think that there's a lot of, I mean, obviously, there's a lot of really great police officers out there and they help a lot of people.
There's a lot of fine people on both sides.
Oh,
I'm just kidding.
Oh,
I just like to be I'm trying to be the Joe Rogan of Erios, as Priyanka says.
Oh boy,
you are not the Joe Rogan of Erios. You're like the
Oh no,
Ira Glass.
Wait, you too. You don't
Carrot
know.
Top.
No,
Carrot Top. Yeah, the Carrot Top.
You're the prop comic of Erios. Yeah.
You're the Gallagher.
Okay. Jeff Foxworthy of Erios.
Yes, that's exactly what you are.
Another voicemail.
Yo, it's me again. This is for web crawlers again. I just left the last one. I don't know if I said my name or anyone else. You should leave that, though. Anyway, there's one other thing I wanted to speak with you about, and this seems relevant to your, like, business, etc. It's, like, really hard to find your guys' phone number. This time I'm calling sober. I don't know how hard it must have been last time. But, yeah, I try to find your phone number online. Like, you're relying fully on people remembering your jingle. And don't get me wrong, it's a good phone
number. No, it's not.
But it's pretty easy to,
it's
like,
in the show notes.
Different numbers in it. And to the, I called, like, four different phone numbers thinking it was you guys. And I just got, like, random people
funny.
You know, you got to end up Googling it, right? But I tried, like, six different Google searches before I finally found this phone number. And you know how I found it? I ended up Googling Erios phone number web crawlers, and then in quotation marks 6262, because I was pretty positive about the 6262. and then it's like it's the third result, but it's coming up on like Podbay, Podtail, Acast. I feel like you guys have mentioned Acast, but I don't know what the fuck these things are. You know, I even checked your Patreon. I think you guys, what is it, like $2 or $5? I think you guys get like $2 a month. Anyways, $2 a month. And you don't even put your phone number on there?
It's in the show notes.
It's hard to leave you a voicemail when I got to do like 45 Google searches. Anyways, I appreciate you. Yeah. there's my cat again. All right, love you. Bye.
I do agree. Erios should add it to the contact of your website, maybe. The phone number.
You can do that. I'll put it in the bio of our Instagram. But if you literally go into the show notes, our email's there. It's the second line down. Our phone number's there.
Yeah. And honestly, like, it's like I would never Google certain numbers that were embedded into my brain because the jingles were so good. You know, like if I ever needed to call 800-588-6000. No, Allie.
Okay.
Or like 1-800-97 Jenny. You remember?
Yeah.
That was Jenny Craig.
Or Salino and Barnes, injury attorneys. 888 million.
Call 1-888-8888.
Is that
one? Yeah. Anyway, so it's gonna be all, yes, we'll add it to the website.
We'll put it on our Patreon. I'll add it right now as we're playing the next voicemail.
And then just remember it's
626-604-6262.
Just know that the only other numbers in there are the 604. Everything else is 626.
Yeah.
626, and then it's 604.
And then it's 6262.
I got it.
Okay. Well, here's another voicemail.
Hi, this is for the web crawlers. I tried to call earlier and I was a little nervous, so I hung up immediately. this is Nick Bowen. I wrote you guys a little like song for your show, and I'm so happy every time you guys play it, and that's, I didn't think you guys would ever play it. So that's a huge thing for me. I love your show. I've been listening to it throughout these crazy times, this COVID time. And I was just wondering if you guys ever heard of the Jameson family. It's a really weird case.
No.
I probably sound really stupid talking about it. I'm very nervous. But it's a really strange, like, family. I don't want to give too much away, but if you guys check it out, that would be really cool. Thank you guys for playing my music and, you know, everything and sharing my stuff. I mean, it means the world to me, so thank you. Okay. Goodbye.
Aw, thanks for calling in. I've never heard of the Jameson family. The Jameson family deaths of Oklahoma. And the daughter mysteriously disappeared October 8th, 2009. Look into this. Never heard of this. Interesting. Okay, next message.
Hello. This here message is for the web crawlers.
Hi, Jeff.
Yay. I'm here to talk to you about the last episode you had about that Hawaii cult. First off, you got to give somebody credit to walk out of a 4-day drug bender and come out with their own religion. I mean, let's give credit where credit is due. And second of all, if being an alcoholic makes you a religious leader, then my father was Jesus Christ, because that man was great. I tell you what, he wasn't a nice one. How's your foot done, girl?
Aww.
I heard you stepped on a nail.
Yes, I did.
You shouldn't do that. I hope you're doing okay. All right.
Nice job.
And Melissa.
Oh, no.
I loved your hot take on Facebook being garbage. You should have your own segment. All right, then. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God. I'm just chopped liver. Jeb hates me.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
How's your foot?
Well, my foot's doing better. Thank you, Jeb. I appreciate it. That's very nice of you to ask, but yes, it's doing
you don't have
better.
Tetanus?
Nothing, not that I know of. That's not good. Nothing from Jeb for me. A special shout out to Maria, a special shout out to Melissa. Nothing for me.
Well, you're not saying anything that's resonating with him.
Yeah.
Whose fault is that?
You're right, that's a good point.
Yeah. All right, here's another message.
Hey, web crawlers, this is Jack again. And
ooh, Jack.
Slowly but surely,
Jack has a great voice. Who's Jack?
This podcast and make it about Bellingham, Washington. Another fun tidbit you might like to know is that Kenneth Bianchi, better known as the Hillside Strangler, was actually caught and arrested finally in Bellingham, Washington. He moved here with his family, and he murdered two women who went to Western Washington University. Go Vikings! And that's how he was finally caught and brought to justice. I did a little bit of research, found out he actually worked as a security guard at the grocery store I always go to, which I never knew. I feel like they should have a plaque or something. But yeah, I know it sounds like a bunch of horrible things, but Bellingham is a great place to live. Come visit everybody. And then, yeah, all the other people in Bellingham, like, let's link up or something. Like, it's a Friday night and I'm calling podcasts that I need people to hang out with. And lastly, at the end of the last call, you said that my voice sounded hot, and I've been living off of that compliment ever since. Thanks
I just
for all
said
you
it
do,
again.
And have a good one. Bye.
Wow. Jack from Bellingham. Wow.
Oh, my God. I said it again without even knowing that.
You did.
That means you really mean it.
Have we ever seen what Jack looks like?
I don't know. I don't know.
No, but Jack, if you could send over a picture.
Jack, send in a pic. Like, I'm attracted to Jack's voice. I'm not going to lie.
Bellingham is a wild place.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
I got one more.
Hi, web crawlers. It's Rosie. I feel like I'm calling you guys so much, but like, whatever. So first of all, your live show tonight was great. And second of all, forgive me if you talked about this in the sleep paralysis episode. I didn't listen to it because I'm very afraid of sleep paralysis. And I also have OCD, so I was like, if I listen to it, I'm going to get sleep paralysis.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
I'm crazy. Anyway, but I think that I actually do have a type of sleep paralysis. I have these crazy dreams I have very vivid scary dreams basically every night.
Oh my God.
Or if they're not scary, they're at least like unsettling. But the weirdest type of dream that I have is I have these dreams where it's almost like I'm like halfway to lucid dreaming. So basically in my dream, I'll wake up from whatever, like from the nap I just took or whatever. Like if I'm taking a nap, I will in my dream get out of my bed, walk to the bathroom, go to the bathroom, do my stuff, and then I'll realize in my dream that I can't open my eyes. And I'm like, that's weird. Why can't I open my eyes? I can't see anything. And then it starts over. And this happens to me all the time. It's very scary because, like, when I wake up for real, I'm like, am I opening my eyes? Is this real? Like, what's going on? So I constantly am having these dreams where I'm realizing that I'm like still asleep without technically realizing I'm asleep. I'm just like, oh, what a weird situation in real life that I can't open my eyes. And then only after I wake up do I realize it was a dream, you know, like a normal dream. But isn't that weird? And I messaged my doctor about it because I was like, what is going on? And she said that it's like a mild form of sleep paralysis, which is like so scary. The first time it happened,
I was taking
a nap in my car before work, and I kept having the dream that I was waking up and going to work. And then like something would be off and then I would realize that I couldn't open my eyes. Isn't that so crazy? Like, yeah. I don't know. Okay. And I'm giving you this message right as I'm about to go to sleep, and now I'm very concerned that I'm going to have these dreams again. Like, let me know if you've ever experienced this, because I feel like I'm the only person that this has ever happened to, but it would be cool if I would.
And then
okay, that happens to me too.
Explain.
I have dreams where I'll be in the dream and like I can't open my eyes in the dream.
Right.
Like, and it will feel like it's not like I know I'm dreaming, but like I'll know in the dream that it's like, Jesus, why can't I open my eyes? Like I'm trying as hard as I can to open my eyes and I can't open them. And it's like,
I've never heard of this. That's crazy.
And it's like this sensation of like this really like being like not in control of your body. And it will happen with like your voice too. Like you'll be I'm trying to talk. Why can't I?
That's happened to
why
me.
Why can't I? Like, it's a crazy
where I
can't feeling.
Talk. It's terrible.
Yeah. And you're just like, and it's, oh my God, I'm realizing that, yeah, this does. And I have like OCD, like a mild OCD where like I'm very, there's probably something like really connected.
Did you
to
have
that.
Strep throat as a kid?
No.
Oh, right. That whole connection. Oh, yeah.
God, but we should look into that. We should do a part two of sleep paralysis.
We already did a part two. We should do a part three.
Yeah, part three, part four.
Whatever.
Or maybe you could do it on Angelic Encounters.
Do you know, I recorded an intro to that.
Can we hear
really?
It, please?
If I played it from my computer, could you hear it?
Probably not.
Hi, I'm Angelic Encounters, and on the case.
Hello, and welcome to Angelic Encounters. I am your host, Allison Siegel. Each week,
Each week what?
I can't.
Yeah, what do you do?
I can't tell you yet. You'll see.
That's exciting.
Yeah. You know, we'll see.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Now, should we get into some emails?
Sure.
This one is personal to me because I'm the only one who freaked out during the live show. I don't know if for those of you who weren't watching or listening to the live show, this one guy, Rory, called in and he was like telling his story. And then like every few minutes, there'd be this sound of like,
it sounded like
in the background. Yeah. Like, and I'd be like, what is that sound? And he'd be like, oh, sorry, it's my chair. But it's like not the sound a chair makes. It was like a demonic laugh. And then he'd try to make the sound again and it wouldn't happen. And I was the only one freaking out or thinking it was weird. And people in the YouTube chat also thought it was weird. But like Melissa and Maria like thought it was normal.
No, I didn't. We all thought it was weird.
Yeah, but it was really weird. Not just kind of weird. So Tasha sent in an email with the subject line in all capitals. I am not okay. 2 exclamation points, 2 question marks, 2 exclamation points, question mark. Guys, what the fuck? I've just listened to this week's live show and whatever the fuck that sound was during Rory's story scared the fuck out of me while I was driving. Now I'm home in bed in the dark and I hear a similar sound from my window to the backyard. It sounds like someone is trying to start a broken chainsaw. Fuck you guys. Fuck Rory and fuck this fucking noise. Sorry for all the fucks. I'm just so scared. Love you lots. Tosh from Newcastle, Australia.
Huh.
Wow.
She gets it. That was like a curse that Rory brought into our lives. Yeah, I was like, he's like, sorry, that's my chair. What? No, it's not, Rory. That you're holding someone hostage in your home.
Okay.
That's my 2 cents.
Well, this email is from Kelvin. It says, hey y'all. Long time, first time, I wanted to make a suggestion for a murder mystery that includes just a bunch of insane shit.
Oh.
I moved to the Detroit area 2 years ago and was doing my regular Googling of the area when I ran across these weird child murders. They're known as the Oakland County Child Murders and at the time launched the largest murder investigation in American history. Weird. 4 young children were murdered and they all happened along M1 Woodward Avenue, which is a major road in the area. And the police launched an investigation and had few to no leads. But a few weeks after the murder, a letter from a mysterious Alan claiming to be a BDSM sex slave of the Oakland County child killer was sent to a psychiatrist in the area. And it gets weirder from there. I don't want to give all this away, but this is the craziest murder story I've ever read that has never been mentioned on any true crime podcast I listen to. Although a radio story about it did win a Peabody in 1977.
It's 2020, baby.
It's 2020, baby. I know this doesn't include any aliens, demons, or mushrooms, but it's still an insane mystery with tons of conspiracy theories behind it. Love the pod, and also tell Maria her work in Drunk History was amazing, and I'm going to miss the show. Stay classy, aww, stay nasty, Kelvin. That's interesting. I've never heard of these Detroit, Oakland, child murders. I'll add that to the list of episodes.
Seriously.
Thank you.
I would love
suggestion.
To do that. Here's one about Natalia the True Orphan, based off the movie The Orphan was about it. Hey, ladies, and she kind of agrees with our assessment. Hey, ladies, love you all and love the podcast. I'm currently binging it a little bit behind, but there are a few things I wanted to say about the Natalia episode. Okay, so my son has CP and has had several bone density and bone age scans done to help determine why he wasn't growing. Those tests tell the age of your bones so they can be on point ahead or behind. It's used to tell the health of the bones and to determine why your child isn't getting taller. Also, we have custody of my niece and who has had a really rough life. At age 9, she was inpatient in a child psych ward for violent behavior towards our other kids, which stemmed from depression and anxiety because her life as a kid sucked. She had to take care of herself, like food, school, clean clothes, everything. Jeez. In a lot of ways, she is very grown up and very childlike. What upsets me about these parents is that the poor girl clearly has severe trauma that they aren't handling. Yeah. Also, there was a Law & Order SVU episode where a girl made a career about pretending to be a foster kid. Love you, ladies. Thank you for making this awful COVID experience better. Crazy. Yeah. So that was a whole crazy debacle. I mean, I think we kind of also erred on the side that this was a girl with a lot of trauma and also like a physical disability who the system really fucked her over.
she was actually the age that, like, she said she was. Like, she was a young girl. And that family was just, like, deserted her. It's crazy.
It's like those fucking YouTubers who I can't even...
Oh, my God.
I cannot even, like... I hate them so much. If you don't know, I don't even want to talk about them. But, like, these YouTubers, like, adopted an autistic son from China, like, knowing he was autistic. Oh, and then, like, 3 years later, we're like, actually, no, thank you. And then, like... rehomed him.
Yeah, like he they were was like just it's too some, hard.
Yeah, it's just
but they would hard. Like put up YouTube videos like all the time, like look at our happy family, look how
yeah
like at like a YouTube family, like everything's perfect and like we love everyone.
They like
and,
used like, they him for a prop. Their son.
Yeah,
so
and they deleted great. The videos that have him in it, like most of the
oh
videos.
They did. Oh my God.
Yeah, there's still a few you can see where he's like in the background.
Horrible
like,
people.
They, yeah, crazy.
And all the videos were like, crazy. Our special family. They tried to capitalize yeah. on like adopting a special needs child. Ugh. And then, but they secretly were like, I actually don't want to do it. It's fucking
horrible. It's insane. That poor kid. This is from MJ. Subject is 2 chains, 4 diamonds. Okay. Hello, web crawlers. I'm a huge fan. Biggest fan ever. Not to brag, but I've listened to you guys from the jump and everyone else is a poser. I thought I would email you guys to share a few of my Bethel church stories with you.
Ooh.
In high school, I had 2 friends who I also happened to be coworkers with. One of them randomly disappeared and showed back up at work a year or so later.
What?
He told me that he went to this school in California called Bethel.
Oh, no.
He was extremely weird when he returned and thought he was a psychic and could heal people. I ended up thinking it was hilarious and introduced him to a few of my other friends. He would say ridiculous things.
Hey, look at
like,
Tommy.
Hey, thanks, thank you. He would say ridiculous things like, I know you wore Pokemon shoes when you were 6, didn't you?
What? That's like what? Me trying to solve a crime on web crawlers.
Yeah. There's a safe involved and
safe
there's a shipping
scam.
He tried to heal my dad upon meeting him and told him he could heal his back pain. My dad was like, my back doesn't hurt.
Not yet.
Shortly after that, he convinced my other friend to go to Bethel. She turned insane as well and kept in contact with me through social media. During this time, she would tell me strange things like God was leaving hidden diamonds all over the school and they were finding them left and right.
What the fuck?
She also told me that one of her legs was shorter than the other one, but God healed her.
Oh my God.
She claimed she saw her leg grow right in front of her own eyes. She ended up meeting her husband at Bethel, who sadly underwent conversion therapy there. Wow. You guys are awesome. Keep them coming. Also, do you think I would die if you sat on a bag of MSG while drinking Dasani, Mac? Damn, dude. Bethel Church is crazy. And I don't know if you would die if you sat on a block of MSG and drink Dasani, but I wouldn't yeah. kill myself. I'm not doing it. I'm not anywhere near
Jesus
that.
Christ. Here's one. Oland Murders. Have we read this yet?
No.
This is from Uyan. Hi, hello. Big fan, love you all equally. Let's get into it. I am a Canadian and I watched the CBC documentaries on the Olin murder. It was structured very much as like a hot take on a well-known story. It starts at the retrial portion of the case. It was a huge deal in Brunswick, but I admit as someone who lives in Ontario, I hadn't even heard of it until the ads for the series started. The most interesting part to me, this is the one where it was that like rich, that really rich guy, and they think he was killed by his son.
Yeah.
And his son was wearing
murdered
that suit.
In his office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he also had that,
oh, the secret affair.
Mistress. Yeah. The mistress. The most interesting part to me was the obvious police ineptitude and subsequent corruption. Uh-huh. It was clear they mishandled it, then lied to try and cover it up. While the retrial was happening, they had to do like a complicated thing to ensure the jurors were impartial, so it took forever to find people who didn't already think he did it. And while the juror interviews were happening, apparently a police officer was doing secret background checks and giving intel to the prosecution, which led to a non-juror trial.
Oh.
They only presented to a judge, which is what Dennis's team wanted anyway. Oh. They also explained why the cell phone ping was bullshit, or at least not as damning as it sounds. It's also hard to predict which towers get pinged when they overlap, and apparently it was just as likely to be at the mistress's part of town as his. The suit jacket had trace evidence, which is like barely anything. They had footage of him leaving the office with no blood, none in his car or anything. Another angle, but that doesn't mean he didn't hire someone.
Sure, this
another angle is that Richard, yeah, another angle is that Richard also did that business thing where you buy a failing company and gut its resources and lay everyone off. That's what they did in Pretty Woman. He had a history of not paying the employees before he closed the businesses. So the list of people hating him was really long.
Oh,
that's an interesting point. But the craziest part was that the person who rented the space below Olin's office was there potentially when the murder took place. But wasn't there like a pool of blood that was like soaking through the floor?
That was like dripping down.
Yeah, yeah. Wouldn't that person have been like, there's blood on my forehead from the ceiling?
It must have took a while for it to like seep through, I guess. Because it was at nighttime.
Right.
So no one was in the office, I guess.
But lies under oath to change the time because he didn't want to clear Dennis and said so on the stand. I don't think he's innocent because what rich white dude is? Good point. But it was so botched and terrible that it can never be retried. The best part of the docuseries is on the last episode. We're hearing Dennis sadly talk about how his life will never be the same. And the filmmaker pushes in real close and asks if he did it. Very Dateline type energy. Anyways, I love that. Anyways, I love the show. I laughed so hard I cried when Maria was yelling at you two about LA's beauty. Y'all are the best. You should look into the Wendigo. It's one of the fave cryptids from Canada. Bye.
Oh, yeah, because we couldn't figure out how to watch that Canadian Olan docuseries because it was like you had to have a Canadian account anyway, but thank you.
Well, Martin has a Canadian passport, so maybe there's something he can do, like call the embassy or something.
I tried to put in his number in the Spectrum account and it was like, nope. Huh. What do you think about LA's beauty now, Maria?
Yeah, Maria.
Well, I think that it's going to come back, that it's the beauty is still here. But sometimes, you know what they say, The Dark Knight. Well, they say that, but they didn't
say
that.
I was raised in it. You were just born in it, but I was raised in the darkness.
Who says that?
Bane.
Okay, that's Dark Knight Rises. I'm talking about the Dark Knight. And in the Dark Knight, they say it's always dark before the dawn.
That's a good impression, to be honest.
That's a good impression.
That's pretty good.
This is Bane. I was raised in the darkness. You were just born in it.
That's good.
Oh. And what does that mean when he says that?
I can't explain it to you if you just don't understand it already.
Because I don't think Bruce Wayne was born in the darkness.
You just adopted it. Hold on, let me see the real quote.
Is that what he says? That makes sense.
I was born in it, molded by it. I didn't see the light until I was already a man. And by then it was nothing to me but blinding. The shadows betray.
First of all, how did you get this quote so quickly? Do you have this saved somewhere?
I googled Bane quote about darkness. Oh, you think the darkness is your ally, but you merely adopted the dark. I was born in it.
Oh.
Okay, so this is a whole monologue about appropriation, which is
interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
Where Batman appropriated the darkness.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Damn.
No, okay, so in The Dark Knight, he says, you know, Two-Face, before he's Two-Face, what was his name? Harvey Dent, is like, it's always darkest before the dawn.
Right.
Do you know who else says that?
Florence and the Machine.
Yeah.
And so both Harvey Dent and Florence and the Machine both say, it's always darkest before the dawn, and Gotham will rise. You know what I mean?
That's what Adele says.
LA.
What?
No, she doesn't.
We should have a Marvel podcast where we just talk about
Marvel,
like,
podcast.
That's not even Marvel, Allie. That's DC.
It's the same thing. It's always darkest all before right. the dawn.
It's always darkest. Yeah, shake it off. Shake it off. Shake it off. Shake it off. Whoa. Shake it off. Shake it off. And it's hard to dance with the devils on your back. So shake it off. Oh, we have fun. Anyways, please send us emails, send us voicemails. If you want to hear my new album of Bane singing Florence and the Machine, you have to subscribe to our Patreon. It's patreon.com/webcrawlers. Maria looks shocked. I'm surprised we haven't gotten a million listens yet. We're at like 800,000 listens or something. Everyone, please tell one friend or two friends to listen to the podcast so that by the end of the year,
I think we'll get to a million. We'll get to a million in like the next month.
I really hope so. Send like an email blast, make it your Facebook status, write a tweet. And just if you're a supporter, like just let your friends know so that we can really, you know, say that we've had a million listens. I think it would really help the community. Anyways, I'm Allie Gotham. I'm Allie the Penguin Siegel.
And I'm Melissa. Why so serious, Stephanie?
I agree with that.
And I'm Maria. I'm Maria. It's the Batman.
All righty then.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. An Erio's original.
Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.